Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is April the 9th. April the 8th, not April the 9th. It's April the 8th, 2024. It's Solar Eclipse Day, the first in 7 years. If you're here in Hampton Roads / Richmond area, the peak of the eclipse will be at around 3:18, 3:20 p.m., so keep an eye out for that. I'm driving. Shouldn't come as a surprise. My Monday class got canceled, so I'm driving back from Virginia Beach now. Spent the weekend there. Saw my best friend and another super close friend of mine. It was a good weekend. Great to relax. I watched the Dan Schneider documentary, Quiet on Set. Highly recommend, although it is a little disturbing. So, you know, watch at your own risk and they advise you. But a good program really shed some light on some of my favorite childhood shows, iCarly, Victorious, Drake and Josh, and kind of the culture in the workplace that Dan Schneider kind of created. So definitely worth a watch. It's on HBO Max. So check it out. Highly recommend. It was a really, really well done documentary and series. And there'll be a special episode that's being released soon, but it was only a kind of a 4-episode thing and it's come out recently. Anyway, I'm talking really way too much about myself, which I said I try not to do. It's been couple of weeks since I released a podcast. There's just the fire is not there, but I like to come back and do it once in a while, especially when at the wheel and there's nothing better to do. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about attitude. Attitude is everything. I posted on my private story on Snapchat. I put up, should I do people suck sometimes or attitude is everything? And the first vote I got was for attitude is everything. And then I shut it down and I said, you know what? That's all I need. We're going to do attitude is everything. So we're going to talk a little bit about attitude and how I know from experience that attitude can shape your behavior for the rest of the day. Now, first of all, I want to start with a rather general comment. I think we as humans tend to fixate more on the future than we need to. I think the future is important. I certainly am more of a future-oriented, future kind of looking, forward-looking person. But I think that we look too far ahead in time. We don't spend enough time, myself included, really thinking about the here and now and the tomorrow, not the 3 years in the future, not even the next month, but thinking about tomorrow. When it comes to attitude, in my experience, what I've found is you, when you get up, have to set the attitude for the day. You are awake 16 hours, you go to bed for 8 hours, let's say, and when you get up, that is your opportunity to set the tone for the day. How are you going to wake up? How are you going to choose to wake up, right? Because you can't set your attitude for a week in advance unless you're really, really special. I know I certainly can't. For me and for most people, that's something that's kind of done on a day-by-day basis, if that makes any sense. You get up and you set your attitude in the morning for the day that you want to have. All right? You're not going to say to yourself, oh, I reminded myself 2 weeks ago that on this day, Monday of this week, I was going to have a good day, you know, and I want to have a good attitude. Sometimes good attitudes kind of just happen, but maybe you had a bad dream, maybe you didn't sleep well, maybe there's something, that alarm, that obnoxious iPhone alarm sound that's just waking you up, you're like, I really don't want to get out of bed. But that, those first few minutes of the day are pivotal to setting the attitude for the day. So as I like to run experiments sometimes, you know, I love polls, I love seeing what people think about topics, I love seeing where people rate themselves on a sliding scale, that's why I have all the Instagram media. The trivia is just fun to do, I think. All fun to do, in my opinion. But I was interested to kind of see how setting an attitude could affect my day-to-day life. And when I was in Florida over spring break, I actually gave it a try. And I actually kind of set different attitudes to start my day, which was really interesting. And I remember one of the days when I woke up with a really positive and woke up in just such a natural and refreshing way, I found that for the rest of that day, I was a lot less anxious. I just felt better overall that day when I woke up and just had a good mindset. Now, of course, there could have been other factors. I'm not ruling those out. But you have to set your attitude at the beginning of the day. That's the important thing to know. When you get up, you get to choose what kind of day it's going to be. It's your choice. It's up to you. Because remember, nobody ever had a good day by convincing themselves at the outset of the day that it was going to be a bad day. That's never happened to anybody in the world, okay? You have to start every day with the mindset that it's going to be a good one. And if you don't, you are lending yourself to have a bad day. Because our mind is a powerful thing. If you're somebody who struggles with mental health and anxiety, I struggle with anxiety, as I've talked about at length, You know that your mind is a very powerful tool, but we're never really going to understand it. Our mind is capable of doing things that are incredibly powerful. And we don't really realize that. We don't realize that at a time. But our minds are the drivers of our attitudes and everything else. So if you get yourself in a good frame of mind at the outset of the day, that's going to essentially set the tone for the rest of the day. I promise you. And that's an important kind of fact to know. So first of all, if you didn't know that, maybe that's what you can take away from this episode, but of course I'm not done. That was just the preface, right? How can I wake up and give myself a good attitude? Let's say that you had kind of a sucky day yesterday and you went to bed saying, man, you know, it was a really tough day yesterday. I'm going to go to bed and maybe it'll all kind of roll off. I'll get a good night's sleep. I'll go to bed a little earlier, but it'll all kind of roll off. And tomorrow is a new day. As my best friend said, tomorrow is a new day after he had had somewhat of a difficult day a little while ago. Tomorrow's a new day. That's a great attitude. But you get up and you find that the problems haven't really gone away. Or you get up and you check your phone and then you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that from yesterday or a few days ago. Now I have to deal with that. So how do you wake up and have a good attitude? Well, the first thing you should do in the morning is something for yourself. It should be something for yourself. What do I mean when I say that? Well, do something that you know is going to make you happy. That might mean throwing on the AirPods and listening to your favorite song or one of the songs you really like. That might mean reading the news. I like to read the news when I wake up in the morning, but unfortunately that's become a little bit rarer. But I like to get up and read the news in the morning. Maybe it's cracking open a book. Maybe you just didn't quite finish that book that you wanted to finish yesterday. So you get up and the first thing you do is read that book. And you're like, man, that was a great book and I finished it. First thing you do in your day should be something for you. Now, what scientists and people have said, ideally that should not be waking up and getting on your phone. But everybody, myself included, that's the first thing that they do. The one thing, I actually know somebody who told me that they were getting a digital alarm clock because they say you shouldn't look at your phone. That should not be the first thing you do. And the first thing you do, if you have an alarm like me that's going off at 8 in the morning or whatever, first thing you do is you click the snooze button and then you're like, oh yeah, let's see what's going on. Let's see who sent me a Snapchat. Let's see if I have any emails. Let's see if I have any DMs. Let's check all of that. So ideally, you don't want to be looking at your phone at all in the morning, but of course everybody does it, including myself. So yeah, but if it's something that, if it's something on your phone that you know is going to make you happy, do it, you know? I don't think that getting up and scrolling on TikTok is a good idea unless it makes you happy. If you do something in the morning that is going to set the right frame of mind for you, the rest of your day is significantly more likely to be better than if you had not done that, right? So I know what I like to do. I know what really puts me at bay and at peace. Now, I love to drive. Driving is one of my favorite things to do. But I know at the end of the day, I don't have the means to just go and take a nice long drive in the morning. Okay, I know I like to do that. That would put me in a good frame of mind. Maybe turn on the recording, see what I can, you know, give some advice or talk about a topic. You know, I love to do that. That stuff is stuff that I really enjoy doing. But I know, again, I don't have the means to do that. I don't have the money to do that. And that would be a big waste of the day if I'm like, I'm going to go for a 30-minute drive. You know, then I would be burning gas left and right and be like, oh, well, that's not good. So essentially, yes, but I can't do that. But I know that I feel calm when I read the news about the election or about what's going through the news right now is a bill that Donald Trump and the governor of Nebraska have both endorsed about giving the Nebraska is not a winner take all state. Actually, the two state. I'm sorry, this is going to get a little nerdy, but like 15 seconds max. Two electoral votes out of the state's five. I think there's six now. They may have had one added after the census in 2020. Two of the electoral votes out of the five go to the overall winner of the state who got more votes in the state, and they have three congressional districts. And one electoral vote goes to the candidate who received the most votes in that district. So Republicans are like, you know, we don't like that. Let's make a bill. You know, let's create a bill in the Nebraska state, the state house, and say whoever wins the whole state, whoever gets more votes in the entire state, not by district, is going to win all the votes. Win all the congressional votes. So yeah, that's what's going through right now, but that's what I was reading this morning. Or Democrats need to work on outreach with their rural voters because Donald Trump got more rural votes in 2020 than he did in 2016. So all that stuff. I like reading the news. It keeps me informed, and I can read about certain topics that interest me. That's awesome. That's great. Or it's reading a book. You know, I love to read. You know, I try to read 15 pages a day, 20 pages a day as a prospective graduate student. You know, that's pretty much going to be my life for a long time, is reading through these works on political science and whatnot. So I like to do that. Or things that just kind of keep me calm. Hanging out with friends, you know, texting people, hey, you know, I know it's last minute, but you want to go out to dinner or something like that, you know, just all that kind of stuff. You want to go out to dinner, you want to study for this test, anything like that. I know that I feel good when I'm around people, and that's great. As long as you're able to find those things in your life that make you happy and that can really put you at bay, and I think you know probably what makes you happy, and something that you can do that's not going to stress you out further, just something that's for you. That's how you have to start the day. That's got to be number one. That's got to be the first priority of your day, is doing something for yourself. What I've been a big proponent of as well is going to bed doing something that you like as well. The attitude. It all circles back to attitude, because what you're doing if you do something bad, if you do something for yourself at the beginning of the day, is you're setting yourself up to have a good day. You start in kind of this good frame of mind. Like, I'm going to get up and read 5 news articles. I've done that before. I'm going to read 5 news articles. Let's go check them out. And we'll read about all the stuff that's happening in the world today. And that's awesome. Well, I specifically, you know, I want my PhD to be in American politics, so I focus on the American side. But anyway, you know, I'll go to some websites and say, okay, does this have something that's nice? Whatever. So there you go. But going to bed, doing something that you like, right? The first, I would say, 30 minutes of your day and the last 30 minutes of your day should be doing something that makes you happy and that you enjoy doing, right? Ideally, at least for the nighttime part, it shouldn't be something on your phone, because if it's on your phone, then, you know, there's been a lot of study about blue light and, you know, making your phone orange, you know, the night shift setting on the Apple phones, right? There's been a lot of research that's talked about how bad it is. So they're like, get off your phone an hour before bedtime or 2 hours before bedtime, whatever. It's, you know, that's got a lot of validity, but, you know, you're going to sleep better if you're not on your phone. But last 30 minutes, doing something that makes you happy. Maybe that's reading the news. Maybe that's reading a book. Maybe that's doing anything like that. Maybe watching a show, TV show. You know, I watched a great documentary, Quiet on Set. I was talking about earlier in the episode. It's a great thing to do. It's a wonderful thing to do. But it should be the bookends of your day. First 30 minutes and the last 30 minutes should always be something that you are happy about. Right? It should always be something that makes you smile, that makes you happy. Right? That's kind of all it comes down to. And the sooner you figure, okay, fine, you can get over. Sorry, I'm commenting on the road at the same time, but he is really flying today. There he goes. He's probably going 85 miles an hour and it's 65. I don't know. Anyway, trying not to get too distracted with that stuff. But anyway, you kind of understand the point that I'm trying to make here, right? First and last 30 minutes have got to be on the attitude, because if you go to bed doing something you like, you're going to wake up happy. There's a better chance of that too. So set yourself up for a good day right as you get up, and then set yourself up for a good tomorrow by doing something that makes you happy and makes your attitude good. It gives you a good attitude when you go to bed. Okay, honestly, and this might sound a little bit, and I certainly don't do this, but you know, these podcasts are a way for you guys to learn and for me to learn as I'm talking through kind of the logic of how they work. The last 3 minutes, unless it's something somebody really, really like, maybe shouldn't be spent talking to anybody at all. Like, the last thing you do maybe should be for you and not, you know, focusing on other people. Now, if I was on the phone with my parents or some of my family or some of my good friends, anything like that, that would obviously be different, because seeing and hearing from them puts me in a good frame of mind. You know what I mean? Or maybe it doesn't put me in a good frame of mind. Maybe there's something that happened and I'm like, I don't really want to have anything to do with them right now. So yeah, but just doing something for yourself and whatever that may be. You know, I do my trivia at night and I do all my other media at night. I used to stagger them. Sometimes I, you know, would stagger them. Sometimes I wouldn't, but you know, there you go. So there's kind of a lot to unpack, but it's all about how you start your day and how you finish your day, because there's a better chance that if you do both of those things and you start your day well and end your day well with something that just puts you in a good frame of mind, that you're going to have a better today and a better tomorrow. That's exactly how it goes, right? If something's eating you up, go to that thing, go to that one thing that you know will be there, or that one person that you know will be there for you through thick and thin. And that's how you close your day out, right? Books are always going to be around. My trumpet is always going to be around. Reading the news, that's always going to be around. These are things that are not, they're not flexible, they're not bendable, they're things that are always going to be around, right? People can come and go, or maybe they're not in the frame of mind to talk because they had a bad day, And you can't trust everybody to be there for you at every point of the day. So ideally what you're having in your life is something that's sort of an attitude booster, is something that is not susceptible to an outside force, right? Now you need a computer to read news or your phone to read news, maybe break your phone. Yeah, that's an outside force, whatever. But I'm really just talking about people, right? You maybe want to talk to your roommate before you go to bed, but maybe he had a really bad day, or maybe he's, you know, homesick, or maybe there's something going on. And so you realize you can't talk to them, but just doing something for yourself that maybe doesn't involve other people is essential. It's imperative to do it. Very, very, very important, I think, at least in my opinion. So that's kind of step B. You know, how do you get in a good frame of mind, and what are some things that you can do to get yourself in a good frame of mind, have yourself a good attitude in a good day today and a good day tomorrow, right? Because if you start and end your day well, again, the book ends, the front end of the day and the back end of the day, I think you will find yourself a lot better off. So that's something that, of course, you can implement into your routine. There are a lot of kind of like bedtime, like gratitude exercises and a lot of stuff. And if you're interested in that, I'll turn you on to a few of them. One of them that's for gratitude and just really, really good things. It's a great way to kind of end your day. It's a good thing to think about, is the GLAD acronym. One thing you're grateful for, one thing you loved, or one thing you learned, one thing you admired, and one thing that just delighted you. The GLAD acronym is really good, and it gets you to kind of think through your day, and you do it on a day-by-day basis. And then, you know, waking up in the morning, if you're somebody who's more of a vocal person, affirmations, or reading, you know, any sort of thing like that. But if you're interested in that, I would be more than happy to turn you on to some of those resources, because I think they're good. You know, if you can truly end your day by saying, I'm grateful for this. The L stands for one thing that I learned, right? So here's something that I learned today. Here's something that I admired today, or somebody that I admired today, or an action. And one thing that just delighted me and made me really happy. Those are great. Those are kind of great ways. But if you, you know, want to put those into practice, I was introduced to them not super long ago, and I think they're really good. So, you know, I'll be doing GLAD acronyms before I go to bed, because it's a good way to put myself at peace. You can write them down. You can say them to yourself. You can just think them. And it doesn't matter, because one size truly does not fit all, because we're all very different. And that, I think, is what makes us great. A divergence of personality sometimes is not the easiest to deal with when it comes to people. But at the end of the day, it's great to be around people that are like-minded, and also people who are different than me. And that's a good thing. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode on attitude, about an 18-minuter right there. Pretty good sweet spot. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I hope you enjoy the solar eclipse. Peak will be 318 in Richmond and 320 in Hampton Roads, I believe. We're only going to get about 70%, one of my favorite words here, totality, or 30% coverage of the sun, which I guess means 30% visibility. So it'll be fun. And I hope you take this day to kind of be delighted about something that doesn't come around very often. You know, 7 years is a long time. I still remember where I was. I was in Virginia Beach on the hunt with my dad and brother for solar eclipse goggles. That was back when I was either 13 or 14 years old. And I'm nearly 21, so pretty crazy to think, but I hope you take some delight in today, knowing that it's special and it'll come around sometime in the future, but for another 7 years or so. So thanks so much again for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.